the boundaries of dissolution. Today I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about that phrase, and I'm thinking about all the things in this world that are there to dissolve the natural boundary, right? There's so many things. So many things. But first, what am I talking about when I'm talking about dissolution, right? That's an interesting word right there. So in regards to that word, talking about a closing down or of a dismissal, and think of Oyed AI when I say that word, dissolution. Also think about the second definition, debauched living, dissipation, an advanced state of dissolution, right? Again, think of Oyed AI. I mean, how degenerate is Oyed AI culture? How degenerate is it to believe that actually a virus could cause disease when we know, of course, that viruses are solvents that exist within the confines of the system? They do not magically waft through the air. And of course, there's many agendas out there that have to deal with the boundaries of dissolution, right? There's Oyed AI, which we're still in, even though the agenda seems to be waning and kind of shifting and morphing to climate change. But nevertheless, we're still in that boundary of dissolution with the Oyed AI agenda. And of course, when I talk about Oyed AI, I'm not talking about the quote virus. I'm not talking about people getting ill because of all the reasons people get ill. I'm talking about the agenda. Another agenda, of course, would be the transsexual agenda. Talk about a dissolution of boundaries. I mean, OMG, that's like the pinnacle of that would be the transsexualist agenda. I said something yesterday that I posted on Telegram about how Harvard scientists, of course, you know, complete triple parentheses, are talking about how they want to gaslight everyone. Well, they're not saying that, but they're gaslighting everyone basically to say that, you know, if a guy thinks he's a girl, he's a girl. And, you know, that sex is on a spectrum and someone's genitals don't determine their sex. Of course, we know that's a hoax. When a baby is born, the first thing usually happens, you look at the baby's genitals and you say, it's a boy, it's a girl. We're all familiar with this, unless, of course, we're insane or we're gaslit or we're the kind of person that's going to put X on the birth certificate, that type of just Zio sludge style thinking. But that's a boundary of dissolution, right? Another thing would be all this race stuff, all the dissolution of race not existing, race being a social construct, miscegenation possibly at the all-time high it's ever been at, I would say. Another boundary dissolution. So when we have all these boundaries, these natural boundaries, race, sex, the idea that, you know, nature can make us ill and the whole thing of Oyed AI and all these prior agendas, you know, Zika, Ebola, AIDS, the list goes on and on and on. SARS, H1N1, smallpox, polio. I mean, it goes on and on and on because it's all based on fear. And what does that fear do? It dissolves boundaries and then makes people into degenerates, essentially, because you degenerate. When you inject something into your body, like a vaccination, you degenerate. When you race mix or you believe race doesn't exist, you degenerate. When you believe sex doesn't exist, you degenerate. It's all dissolution. This whole black cube type of thing is all about the dissolution of boundaries, and the end result is black cube equality or total degeneracy. There's also many other things that can dissolve our boundaries. Any other agenda out there? I'm just naming the big ones, you know, race and sex and the whole virus psyop. I mean, all of allopathy would be a boundary dissolution agenda. Even looking at a lot of memes that are very toxic, that can erode and dissolve your boundaries and make you feel degenerate. That's something else to possibly think of. I know it's hard sometimes to stay away from the juicy memes, and there's a certain sense of camaraderie when we look at memes and laugh about them with other humans, so there's that. But a lot of those are just there to basically make people degenerate, possibly most likely in a spiritual sense. Also, vampires. Not just the IRL, or the, shall I say, the real style of vampires. We touched on this on the last broadcast, but just vampiric energy in general, you know, coming at you in many different ways. I mean, non-native EMF is a vampire, right? An unsavory person or entity is a vampire, something to think about. And also our foods and our habits, those can be the dissolution type of things, because they can be really degenerate, right? Or they can be totally uplifting and health supportive and all those amazing things. Something to think about here with this theme of the boundaries of dissolution, and how the more we dissolve these boundaries, which of course we need, you know, we need this. Like, I like knowing when I'm speaking to someone what race and sex they are. I'm sure you do too. It's how we kind of, you know, suss each other out. Animals do this too. It's natural, right? But just thinking about this theme, moving forward with all the things going on in the world, and here we are kind of moving and easing into spring. It's a nice day here where I'm at. I'm walking on the beach. Feels real spring-like. All the birds are out, a lot of seagulls. So yeah, just something, a little bit of food for thought. Think about this. Carry it with you as you move throughout the day. The boundaries of dissolution, how we can strengthen those natural boundaries. And of course, certain boundaries are probably ridiculous. You know, like the idea of some plexiglass thing in the store. That's just Zio crud. But notice how when these physical boundaries like that stuff, or the public roboting for 6 feet, notice how when those things take the place, when they erode your natural boundaries, right? So just a little bit of food for thought on this lovely spring day. All right,